This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is a good day, Hugh.
I'm going to go out on a limb. It's the Beatles, right? Yeah, I got this one right.
Your Beatles game is being improved Kyle.
I know my Beatles game. But
I feel like they're pretty recognized.
Yeah, I agree with that. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot going on here. Brandon Graham, special day yesterday. Have the Eagles done enough to replace him? It all hit me yesterday how much the Eagles were missing. Not just the player, but the person, the leader, everything. Have they done enough? Doesn't feel like it to me this offseason on the defense side. Very young defense and thinner at the edge. Have they done enough to replace BG? And the Knicks beating the Celtics last night. What was the emotion you had, or at least when you saw it, when you woke up this morning? I know people were locked into it, but they were down 20 and came back and won that game in Boston. And the emotion I had was jealousy. I'm jealous of the Knicks. I'm jealous that we don't have players like that. And it had nothing to do with they went to Nova. I just love the way Jalen Brunson plays the game.
They play tough, man.
Yeah, they play tough. Yeah.
They play with heart, and they didn't give up. Your boy James Harden, they didn't play it. They didn't play.
Oh, he went out sad.
Oh, he
went out
like always. He went out like a loser. He choked.
Yeah. No, I didn't see that one. But I know he brought a porn star to the game.
That was his highlight.
That was the highlight.
Yeah, that was it. That was about it.
It was like those classic games out of James Harden.
He went to a porn star. I know that.
My favorite is the year they get fooled by Harden. Like, he has a big game 3 or 4, and it's like, maybe it's different. And then the big moment happens, and he absolutely chokes. Yeah. Or would he come down on the Knicks beating the Celtics? And Hugh thinks they could win the series. I don't know if it's going to happen. I would doubt it. But they at least got game one.
But it's more, I think more of that because of the irony of the way that they play. And they got one there. If you get one there in Boston, that's good. But Boston's a better I know Boston's a better team.
But it could be a series now.
Boston's still favored by 10 in game two, and they'll probably be favored pretty significantly.
Well, they're a minus 900 to win the series, which is pretty wild.
I tried to bet for the Celtics to win 4-1. It's only plus 320.
Wow. Well, that shows the gap.
The Knicks don't. Yeah. They shouldn't have belonged in that game, being down 20.
Yep.
I still don't think they belong in the series.
I don't either.
I would prefer they lose.
Yeah, but we're three wins away from disaster for some of us here. 215-592-9494. All right. Look, Hugh, before we go back to the phones here, can you help the people out? They need clue number 3.
You need another clue?
Yeah. Okay, well, obviously your first two didn't land it.
Oh, this one's going to rattle some people's brains with this one.
Uh-oh.
He was also a teammate of mine.
Hold on a second. Going back
in the time machine.
Okay.
Going back in the day.
Now you got to put your thinking cap on. All right, so this player, featured in a famous Merrill call, was a teammate of both yours and Brandon's.
MBG's,
Wow.
Yeah.
This guy must be
that narrows down the field.
Yes, this
big
is.
Big time. Because, not a lot of crossover.
Right. You know, this couldn't have been a teammate from last year. I mean, you played a long time ago.
Long.
You know what's coming up, by the way, guys?
What's that?
The 20-year anniversary of I don't know if you did it officially or just unofficially, your retirement.
Oh, I didn't. I quit.
Then
I'm done.
Can we have a celebration? 20 years, you quit?
Yeah.
I'm done.
Hugh's 20-year I quit moment.
I quit.
We should let Hugh write his retirement speech.
Oh, yes. You know what we're going to do? We're doing Hugh Douglas's official, like,
his official retirement for the NFL.
I hate both of y'all right now. I hate both of y'all.
It's like when people renew their vows. I want you to renew your football retirement on the air. This could be a great day.
Give an actual speech instead of just
I hate both of y'all right now. I really do. Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This will be great.
You got a right speech.
It's going to be August, all right? We're gonna need something here, so we'll do this.
Look, always thinking about the show, huh? Hey, we're going to need some content.
People calling in, congrats on retirement.
Maybe just like with Jason and Brandon, we could bring people in.
Yeah, have a party.
Yeah.
There ain't nobody coming to that party. Ain't nobody coming to that party.
We start calling people, you know, will you come to Hugh's retirement
we'll
ceremony?
We'll get Jack Del Rio.
Wait, is he retiring from radio?
Like,
no. They were doing the thing from 20 years ago. Because he never got one.
Most people know me now. They know of my football career, but they know me as a radio host now.
Yeah.
Like, that's just
well, we're
going to
remind them. We'll remind them of your career.
We'll get T.O., Jack Del Rio.
We'll get people from your hometown. This is going to be great.
Good luck with that. Jack Del Rio.
Should do anything for us.
Actually, we could try to get Jack. That'd be awesome. All right, 215-592.
That would not be. That'd be a weird phone call. Because I'll be waiting for Jack to say something that I don't like.
Slick.
Yeah, then
what are we paying for?
All right, if we do this, who do you want there? We're going to start working on this. Like, who do you want to call in that day for your official 20-year retirement special?
I guess. I don't know. Who, Troy?
Troy. All right. Let me write the names
down. I think Troy doesn't want to do this at all. Hugh doesn't want to do this at all.
Troy. Who, Bobby Taylor,
Bobby
maybe.
Taylor. All right, you write this down, Kyle.
Derek
Troy,
Burgess. Guys like that, yeah.
Yep, we got it. I mean, look, Richie and Ike, although we'll cross over a little bit. You know?
Yeah. Well, we'll find out which of your teammates come to this, because that's going to be making, like, who didn't show.
I know what Ike going to be like, huh? What are we doing? Like, what are we doing?
Well, you know, I can do his 20-year special in a couple years.
No, that's just going to be a whole mess.
Oh,
that
I can't
would be
wait.
A whole mess.
This is going to be great. All right, 215.
Hopefully y'all forget about it.
You know there's no shot we're forgetting about this now. The idea is in our head. Now we're going to do this.
Like, a lot of people are going to be like, what?
Be like, what? Who retired? I mean, I thought he...
But you never got a moment like BG and Kelsey. So
it was a different time.
You get to write your whole speech out.
It was a different time.
We'll invite Howie.
And then, you know, when you look at the what they've accomplished and the way that they retired, that's kind of par for the course. You know, they were beloved here.
You were an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but it was different. It was a different time, man. I was cooked. And I was like, man, you know what? I'm tired. I'm like, Joe, I was like, I'd never get it, though. I kept telling Trey, because Trey was my roommate. I said, hey, man, I don't think I'm going to make it.
Trey on.
I was like, Trey. I'll write that name.
Trey was like, I don't feel, hey, man. He was like, hey, I don't want to hear that, man. You giving up, you quit. I was like, no, my body quit.
John Runyon. Like, hey.
It was a wrap.
We got a good guest list brewing here. This is going to be a great show. I can't wait for Hughes.
Todd Harriman's, because, you know, Todd beat me up.
Yep.
Before I retired.
We saw him at the.
Yeah, he beat me up.
We saw him at the parade. Is that
he accelerated? He was
I believe the one of your favorite cuts here came from the Super Bowl.
Ambiguity. Stop, man.
What word were you trying to say? Ambiguity.
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 I'm like trying to save you there.
You don't hear Ike say it. He messes it up too, and then he just said stop. Because he was trying to correct me, then he was just like, just stop, just leave.
He almost dragged him down with him.
He was like, just stop.
That's a good friend, though. He was trying to stop. And meanwhile, when you do it on this show, we encourage
let it go.
So we can get a cut out of it. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Tyler in Delaware's up. Hey, Tyler.
Yo, good afternoon, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle.
What's going on,
Tyler,
man?
Tyler, what's up? How'd you enjoy the show last night?
Man. First of all, thank you for getting to me so quick. Second of all, Joe and Hugh, that had to be one of the most well-done events I've ever been to.
Rod Lincoln production.
That's right.
When I say if I had the option of going to the Met Gala and being there last night, I'd have chosen that 100 out of 100. I mean, it was, as I told my Uncle Rodney, the seats reminded me of being at the old Spectrum. And I was in the building with my dad and my grandfather and my mom for the last Sixers game where they beat the Bulls back in 2009. And I was much thinner and much smaller then. And, man, them seats were like, for being a dude with broad shoulders, I was like fitting in a tight squeeze. But, man, everybody stayed. There was not one body in that place that left. And it was to see Brandon, to see they had both Brent Celek and Jordan Mailata there, too, who came out for parts of it. But the one thing I'll say to what you had asked about filling Brandon's shoes. The fact that Brandon played here for 15 years, his attitude made all the difference in the way in which he played, because even though he might not have been the most talented or the most, you know, he got knocked around because of his arms.
Mm-hmm.
But the attitude in which he brought was felt by every single person that he impacted. Inside the building, outside, the training staff, the coaching staff. And it was just so nice to kind of peel back the curtain, because for a guy of his nature to have gone through what he's gone through, to show just what someone can do when you overcome challenges, even challenges when he tore his Achilles, he joked, he said about he wanted to spend more time with his kids. And that was a neat way for him to say, okay, I got to take a step back. And then he came back even stronger and had an amazing season mm-hmm. in 2022. It just shows, you know, these young guys, for them to have had an opportunity to watch him play, but also to watch him work and the way in which he carried himself. That's the biggest thing that I learned, is these young guys have a role model for life. That when they need to go to someone in Hugh, you were that during your era. The fact that you can have that kind of impact on younger players and pass the torch just speaks volumes to the way in which people will remember you, not just for your play on the field, but the way that you treat them. And that was Brandon Graham to a T. It really, really was.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Well, and that's part of why his legacy is going to be here forever. Hugh, it wasn't you said this today a lot and yesterday. It's not just his play, right? If it was just his play,
it's everything that's Brandon,
right?
And it's one of those things, Joe. Like I said, when you look at it just from a football aspect, Brandon, just if we're just talking strictly football, Brandon's not supposed to be here 15 years. Mm-mm. That's a fact. But he was, because he brought something else to the table, and that's those, you know, when I always talk about those unquantifiable intangibles. He has them, and that's what makes him special, and that's why when we sit here and we talk about replacing him in his leadership, you can't do that. It just has to evolve. It has to change. There's going to be a little bit of Brandon that's in that locker room, but as far as, like, emulating or duplicating what he brought to the table, no, you can't do that. It's impossible. It's impossible.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And then it's two parts. One, he still was a good player, which I think sometimes we forget. But also that part, and you're right, Tyler. Hopefully those guys are ready to step up. All right, Tyler, what do you got for us? Your guess for Hugh's Clues.
All right, so I've been stewing over here because the third clue really threw me for a loop, Hugh. But I'm going to go and I'm going to say Troy Vincent.
Troy Vincent's an interesting guess. I don't believe Troy lasted for Brandon.
Here.
I mean, he was gone before that. Tyler, we appreciate
Troy was in Buffalo.
He was in Buffalo?
I think he was in Buffalo.
So, you know what's interesting? A lot of times, all the clues obviously fold over each other and they add up. But sometimes the third, I've noticed this in Hughes Clues, the third clue is meant to narrow it down, but it kind of throws people off.
Mm-hmm.
Because people have a sense of after the first two, you throw that third one in, and now you got people in a little bit of a tizzy here. Is this going to the 1 o'clock hour? I mean, that's the question I have in my
Probably.
Mind.
Probably.
Definitely.
It feels like it. Feels like it. Every once in a while, we get one of these. All right, 215-592-9494. You know what I keep coming back to?
What you got?
The Xfinity Mobile Center. The more I look at it, I kind of like it.
That's like the name, though, right?
Yeah, that's the name of the arena.
Yeah, that's cool.
You like it better than Wells Fargo?
Well, you know, Wells Fargo kind of like it just rolled off your tongue.
Well, it did. Well, we were used to it as well.
Yeah, used to it. So we just got to get used to this. Just like it's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. We got to get used to the Xfinity Mobile Center.
I'd like a nickname, though. You don't like the X Center? What about the X?
X Center, it might work, Joe.
X Center.
The things that... I mean, I get it, though.
I'm fixated on this now.
I mean, I get it, because I fixate on stuff like that, too, so I get it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to picture the next time there's a big game there, right?
And X Center.
The X Center. Sixers and the Knicks at the X Center.
Yeah, that probably
I kind of like the X Center. I think we could do that.
Yeah, that might fit.
All right, let's go to Sam, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Joe, Hugh, Kyle, thank you for inviting me in. I appreciate it.
You got it, Sam.
Brandon Graham, there's absolutely no way that you can replace him. But I don't know if you necessarily need to replace him. It's certainly been talked about. There'll be a number of players that step up to try and fill different parts that he did. But my question that I have is for Hugh. When you have a player like Brandon Graham that played with the team for so long and then retired, it seems like he's not going to go away in a good way. But what does the team allow him to do as far as access to practice facilities, access on the field? If he's not actually hired, what do they allow him to do? And can he still be Brandon Graham and bring what he brought to the table as a player, but now that he's an alumni?
No, he can't bring what he brought to the game as an alumni. It's impossible. But to have him in the building as a constant reminder of his contribution to this Eagles franchise and what he meant to the organization, that's what you do. And he'll be talked about like Harold Carmichael. I remember when I got here, Harold, Mike Quick, guys like that, they were mentors. I remember every day, I would watch Harold before we go to practice. Harold would jog around the field, and Harold would impart wisdom on us in one way or another just by talking about what it was like when he played. You know, I've telling you stories, Joe, about how Harold told me how when he was hurt, he would not let anybody know because he didn't want to get cut and how different the league is. So that's the part that Brandon's going to bring to the table. That's the part, like a couple weeks, Joe, when I was talking and Sam, I was talking about how they have a good core group of individuals around that the inner workings of the organization is what helps make it as good as it is. Like I talked about Connor Barwin. And Chris Naoli. Chris Naoli was my teammate in Jacksonville. Now he's one of the scouts. They've done a great job of putting NFL alumni in positions to impart wisdom on these young guys. And I think Brandon will be, if he wants to be, he will be a piece of that as we move forward. And the fact that, you know, I don't have the kind of cachet that Jason Kelce and Brandon have, but I mean, we all, to a certain extent, have access to the NovaCare complex. Every individual that played here had some type of access to the NovaCare complex.
Well, and to your point, Hugh, on that, I could see a story coming out in the next year or two that someone on this defense is going through a rough time and they call Brandon Graham.
Yeah.
Right? That wouldn't surprise me at all if he's the kind of sounding board for the players that remain here. I mean, that it feels like a lot of that relationship. We appreciate the call, Sam. All right, let's grab Maurice in Yeadon. And then we got to do after this, after Maurice?
Yeadon? Yeah, I thought it was Yeadon.
Yeadon, sorry, my bro. I mispronounced it. Yeadon.
That's an L.
Yeah,
No, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to gatekeep the right way to say things. I just wanted to make sure.
No,
I just wanted to make sure. I
you
say it right.
Everyone. No, well, I'm still gonna get calls. Does Joe know that it's Yeadon?
I'm sorry, it's my fault.
this is what we've become now, right? The word police.
I'm glad you did it.
No, I just was like, wait a minute. Because I'm thinking, like, is that Yeadon?
So I was trying to think of the next thing I was going to say, and I just spit it out the wrong way. What's up, Maurice?
I didn't mean to gatekeep.
You know what, Maurice? I apologize to Maurice more than you or anybody else. What's up, Maurice?
You're the first person to ever call it Yeadon.
Yeadon. That's not it. I know that.
Cook him. Cook him, Maurice.
Maurice, you got me, buddy. All right, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate
you. Got it.
First of all, Brandon Graham, you can replace his play on the field. That's obvious. They draft well. Players going to step up. And, you know, maybe two of guys can step up and replace him. But as far as leadership, you're never replaced that. So they got to look for a new leader now. Maybe Otter can step up. I don't know. But they got to get a new leader. I thought it was going to be C.J. Gardner-Johnson, but we let him go.
Uh-huh.
But they need a new leader. Brandon Graham leadership, you can't replace that. So that would definitely be lost, especially like film days, even game days. You know, he can tell some of the players, move over, do this. Oh, he's going to do this just by being a vet that's been playing in this game for that long. You're going to lose that on the field. So we're going to miss him there. But as far as the Celtics, come on, man, I never root for the Celtics. I'm a 4-for-4 Philly guy. I'd never root for the Celtics. I got a little close to
the Knicks. Well, I'm not asking you to root for the Celtics. I am jealous of the Knicks, though, Maurice. I wish the Sixers played like the Knicks.
The Knicks going to lose the next round anyway. So
We can't get to the next round anyway. We don't get there.
Well, I'm pulling for the Knicks. How about that?
That's fine if you want to do that. I'm jealous. I'm going to have jealousy in my heart the rest of the postseason. All right, Maurice, what do you got for us? What's your guess?
Once you said your last clue, I had to change it. I'm going to go with Brian Westbrook.
Ooh, Brian Westbrook.
B-West.
Maurice, not it. But guess, how do people put their thinking caps on here?
They have to.
Yeah, we have that.
They want gas.
Well, $100. How many fill-ups for you? One and a half?
That's one. One fill-up with enough to get a snack.
But imagine if you had the $100 gift card, you could fill the whole gas tank up. You wouldn't have to go back every 3 days.
It would be half and half. I go half and half. At the gas station I go to, you can only put like $50 in. That's the max.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's the max.
Hold on. What if you have a big tank and you fill it up?
I gotta put my credit card back in. I gotta fill it up twice. I gotta take it out, put it back in, and do it again.
Where are you going to get gas?
That's how it is at this one gas station.
Max?
$50.
If you got an SUV or a minivan or a truck.
There's some people that sit there and they do it.
Twice?
Do it twice.
No, yeah,
it's only $50 max.
That's BS, $50 max.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
Well, because wouldn't they want bigger expenditures?
I don't know, but at the place that I go, it's $50.
All right. Before we go on, and it's part of why I screwed up the last caller when he because I was thinking about what we're going to do next, which is play this from Doug Peterson. Doug on yesterday with the afternoon show. How about this high praise for Jalen Hurts, the quarterback he helped draft when he was here?
There's no surprise. There is no surprise for me that he's been able to lead that team, that organization. You know, obviously the success they've had to win a championship. It's the same things we saw and what I saw in him coming out of college, whether he was at Alabama, Oklahoma. You know, he's got a pedigree that is a winning pedigree, and he's the type of guy and type of player that can put in the hard work, the things you talk about as a coach. He's the one that does it, and you know the guys respond. The guys respond to that, and they appreciate that from him. And just watching him grow the last couple of years, and you know. Again, let's just talk about Saquon and Jalen Hurts together. I mean, that's what a quarterback wants, right? A quarterback wants the running game where you don't have to put it on your shoulders to win it every game throwing the football. And that's what the Eagles did this past year. And it took a lot off of Jalen. But at the same time, when the plays needed to be made, he made them. And that's what champions do. That's what winners do. And that's who Jalen is.
Well, that's exactly what it is. You could tell, Hugh, there's some pride that Doug has. I mean, Doug was his first head coach in the NFL. Doug has some pride that Jalen has become what he's become.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you draft a guy and you feel like you made the right decision to see everything, you know, kind of pan out for him. You feel good about that.
Did you, I don't know if you remember, I know you weren't here then. Did you ever see the clip or do you remember the clip of Doug's reaction when they drafted Hurts?
Mm-mm.
So 2020 was obviously COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't in the facility. They weren't in the draft. And that's when everyone did the draft from home on Zoom and all that. So if my memory serves, Doug and Howie were not in the same room. Doug was in his home office and Howie was wherever he was. But they had cameras, right? The NFL set up cameras like in all these coaches and GMs' houses. So they could put them on TV. Doug was over the moon when they drafted Hurts. Like it gave off the sense, and that's when people started saying, like,
uh-oh,
this wasn't just a bat. Like, it's weird. Like, he didn't have a subdued reaction like we drafted a backup. He was pumping his fists like we just
we
got
to get this guy up out of here.
Yeah. Well, or we're getting a real quarterback. Yeah, right.
You said a real quarterback.
Well, you said that, and I agree with you. He is a real quarterback compared to the other guy. 215-592-9494. But that was cool hearing Doug yesterday on BG Day, on with the afternoon show. All right, we got a lot to do here in the final hour. Yeah, huge clues. It is going into the final hour. We will get you a fourth clue. Well, you have an hour. You're on the clock. It's not about the people. It's about you today.
It
all
is
right.
About the people.
We have a lot to do. Knicks, Celtics. What was the emotion as the Knicks win last night? I'm jealous. Kyle's annoyed and is rooting for the Celtics, which caused at least one of our callers to pull over here today.
Yeah. Also, like,
salty.
I heard this a little bit.
Yeah.
Just from me taking calls.
What do you got?
Don't do the Nova Knicks thing. I don't care that they went to Villanova. They are now on a rival team. Mm-hmm. If somebody from here got drafted to the Dallas Cowboys, we would not be talking about where they went to school or that they're a local guy. Screw that.
Every time I want to bring Parsons here, no one cares. He's from Penn State.
Of course, things change when you get into the pros. I don't want to hear the Nova Knicks thing. Just get out ahead of that.
I agree with that. All right, your thoughts on BG as well. Have the Eagles done enough to replace in this offseason? 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.